Perek Mishri of Brachos Mishnah Vav. This is continuing the halachas of the previous Mishnah that Ezra made a takona that a Valkyrie, a man that had a seminal discharge, is also to learn Torah and to daven, which is relevant to saying Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Here the Mishnah says a chiddush is zov shelo keri, a person who is tamei zov. He has one type of tumah from a different type of discharge, and then he had this discharge of keri, which is a type of discharge which Ezra made his takana upon. Even so, he can't learn Torah till he goes to the mikveh for the keri, even though he will remain tamei because of the zov. The same thing applies for nidah shapol v'shichvat zera. A woman who had marital relations and the shifa zera of her husband came out, she has the same status as a male who had his shifa zera come out of him, and she also is required to go to the mikveh even though she remains nida. And shemeshes shirot anida, with the other order around, that she had marital relations and afterwards she became a nida, even though she remains tameya, shrichim tefila, according to the Tanakhama. She needs tefillah in order for her to be able to daven. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda says that since she's anyway tumeya, or he's anyway tumeya from the Sabbath tumah, does not have to go to the mikveh for the tumas nidah, tumas carry. As we said before, this is all in the time that the enactment of Ezra was intact. Nowadays, chachamim mevatelet, and even if a person has any tumah, he's allowed to learn Torah no matter daven.